LSU and Clemson tonight, national championship game in New Orleans. Jacques Doucette, WAFB, joins us now. And Jacques, this LSU team has been magical all year. Joe Burrow, Ed Orgeron, I mean, the Cajunist of all the Cajun coaches, who is just written out of a storybook to coach this team. Everything's gone right for them so far this year. It's been so magical. What, though, on the other side of that, what scares you about this Clemson team that hasn't lost in almost 3 years now?
Well, what you hear about Clemson is that Brent Venables is the best defensive coordinator in the country, and that he is capable of coming up with game plans and thinking of things that his own players say, wow, how'd you think of that? Or where'd you come up with that angle from? So LSU will have to play a game that we have not seen them play. Even in the Auburn game this year when LSU scored 23 points, they moved the ball up and down the field for big offensive numbers, just had some stalls in the red zone and made some mistakes. So, you know, I think that Clemson's defense, what they're able to come up with, is something I'm thinking about. And they've got guys that are battle-tested and they've been in the situation. But I would be more worried about just LSU playing an uncharacteristic game more than what Clemson presents for LSU. And I'm not taking anything away from Clemson. And I know they've won 29 straight in two of the last three national championships. I just think that LSU, with their confidence and the way they've played all year long, I think they're going to have to beat themselves to lose the game.
Joe Burrow is, you know, the best story in college football maybe this year with the transfer and just everything about him. What does he mean to Baton Rouge and the Tiger faithful now?
Man, I don't know if I can describe that in a few in a few words. He is a living legend. He can no longer go out and eat with his family or his teammates or really go anywhere. He is he's a living beetle, so to speak. He has just become a superstar. You know, I got to know Billy Cannon in the last few years before he passed away, and even 50 years after he won the Heisman, he would come out to charity events and be the biggest draw a lot of times. That changes everything. And you know, from the Cajun spelling of Burrow on the back of jerseys to the countless amount of people who cried when they saw him give his speech at the Heisman Trophy, all the touchdown passes he's thrown and all the games he's won, and not a Louisiana native, a guy who came from the outside. And, you know, when he showed up, you know, his first year, he was at 46% completions after three games. And after nine games, he had thrown six touchdown passes total and got shut out at home by Alabama 29-0. So for this to happen in his second year and what is his final year at LSU, we'll be talking about this from years to come, and the people that cover Joe Burrow will be talking about, yeah, I covered Joe Burrow, or I got to meet him, or whatnot. You know, LSU's had a lot of star players, Tyrann Mathieu, Leonard Fournette, Darius Geis, it goes on and on and on, Patrick Peterson, but this guy is, I would have to say, number one, and especially if he wins a national championship tonight and LSU finishes 15-0, this will be great. This will be LSU's greatest team ever, and the Heisman Trophy winner on LSU's greatest team ever. I would think you would have to say that's the greatest player in LSU history.
Another person who, of course, reinvented himself with was Coach O. He was not successful at Ole Miss, and one of the best recruiters in the country, wherever he was, you know, whether it be Miami or USC or wherever, he's been fantastic. But he had to reinvent himself as a head coach. What have you seen from him over the last couple of years that has shown you that he learned from his past stops and built on it here at LSU?
Well, the first thing he had to do was he had to survive, and certainly there were a couple of torpedoes that hit the battleship early in his LSU stay. They got blasted at Mississippi State early in the year, and then they lost Troy at home in 2017, and I can't tell you how nasty things were in Baton Rouge. LSU had made a disastrous hire. Joe Oliva was incompetent. The LSU program was going to go down the toilet, and they were able to kind of steady the ship and recruit better players, including Joe Burrow. And Ed Orgeron will tell you that the way he coached at Ole Miss was not the right way to coach. He was just a bombastic, I'm going to be mean to everybody, we're going to get everybody tough type coach. And that doesn't work. And he would, obviously LSU has much better resources than Ole Miss. LSU's got gets much better recruits, and he has been to this point a perfect fit in terms of a Louisiana guy who can keep the talent at home. He's a very down-to-earth man. He's not pretentious, and he realizes too that he's surrounded by great coaches, and he lets those guys coach, and he's not hard-headed, and he's been willing to change. And they brought in this 29-year-old kid, Joe Brady, to overhaul the offense, and that has transformed LSU from a 9-win, 10-win program to being 14-0 and playing for a national championship. So it really is he's a very, very young, 58 years old. He's entering pretty much a new career. And depending on what he accomplishes in the next decade or so, he could put his name up there with the all-time greats as well, I think.
All right, last question before I let you go. Clemson travels really well, but that is pretty much a futile effort, seeing as you guys are, you know, less than an hour down the road from Baton Rouge and in New Orleans right now. What will that stadium be like tonight?
Well, that's one of my biggest questions, Paul, because I was here. I've covered all three of these national championship games in the 2000s for LSU. The last time LSU was here, Alabama had that place 50-50. I mean, there were a lot of Alabama fans in there. Now, this time around, we'll see. I think some Clemson people are out of money. You know, they go to so many playoff games, and they've gone to so many national championships in recent years. Maybe there won't be as many of them in there. But certainly everybody I know, friends, family, have been looking for tickets, trying to get tickets. So I think LSU fans are probably buying up those tickets on the secondary market more than Clemson fans. And, you know, a lot of LSU guys obviously are from New Orleans. A lot of guys have watched the Saints on TV and Drew Brees in the Superdome for years, playing a high school championship in the Dome. This is going to be a special night for them, and they're a very mature group of 18 to 22-year-old kids who want to finish the job.
Jacques Doucette, WAFB and Baton Rouge with us here on ESPN Central Texas. Clemson and LSU pregame starts at 5:30 here on ESPN Central Texas.